Hello, hello. This is Adrian. I usually say hello, hello, hello. Why I say it three times, I don't know. But it is Adrian, Capricorn Tigress. It's your girl. I am back. I'm back. I've been down. I don't know if you can hear it in my chest. I had a horrible whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it's been. I've been battling something really since August and off and on, just not at my best. And but it really knocked me for a loop this week. I had the flu. But I wanted to tell you, I really believe that it's all perking up and I'm so excited. I wanted to come and talk about the new moon. I know I'm a day and a half late, but the new moon affects us for 2 weeks. So, you know, whatever is going on, I feel like I can talk about it. And if I have to take a break, I realize I started this transmission without my tea. And if you can hear my chest cough when it happens, there's a lot of whatever going on in there. So bear with me if I have to take a break and do that. Anyway, I just wanted to say I picked up my astrology or moonology cards because it, you know, the new moon. And believe it or not, the card on top is the new moon in Taurus, which is actually opposite what we just experienced, which was the new moon in Scorpio. And I don't know where 12 degrees and 40 minutes of Scorpio falls in your horoscope chart. But for me, 12 degrees and 40 minutes, well, the sun and moon were both there inside, right inside of my midheaven. And also opposing almost directly Uranus that is retrograde in Taurus at 12 degrees and 47 minutes. And also square Saturn, which is at 7 degrees and 23 minutes as of the, you know, the moment of the full moon, which was 5 o'clock Eastern time yesterday or 2 p.m. Pacific time in Seattle. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that I started to feel better yesterday. So it really truly was a new moon. I mean, I feel like not just me, but I think many people may have felt perhaps a reset as of yesterday because it's been so heavy and so dark and so, I don't know, it's just felt like, you know, climbing through mud. And it may be that Saturn's been squaring the sun or Uranus has been opposing the sun, you know, as it's trekking through Scorpio. But I feel like we got a little reset yesterday, and I'm excited about that. I really think that a lot of us are going to get another chance. And I am excited because it fell in on my midheaven, which is my 10th house of career as a double Capricorn. I could do a jig over that. And I'm really excited about the fact that I really truly was not realizing the degree, because I knew it was in Scorpio, but I didn't know the degree. And even while sick, I've actually been up 24 hours working. I kid you not. That's how strong the pull is, at least for me, when there is the sun and moon combined in the midheaven. I don't even feel tired right now. Now I am on lots of medication and that could be part of it, but I think there was just this necessary need to really restructure how I do business. And I will be changing the way I do things coming up this year. So between now and the end of 2021 and definitely starting 2022, I will be changing some of the ways I do things, some of my formats and how I approach things, and some extra, I may change completely in 2022. And I realized this because one of the things that's been really plaguing me is I love astrology, as you all know, but I also have get me a real job. And because of the great resignation, which is going on right now, get me a real job is getting amazing amounts of leads every day. People are coming to the website, and I want to be able to feed those who come to me. And so this means I'm going to have to put more effort into, you know, reawakening, get me a real job. It's really like a sleeping giant. I've not really messed with it too much. I just let it sit around and gather leads like dust. But now that I've got about 14,000 leads, I need to do something with that. And it's such mid-heaven or career-oriented mind thought that's going on for me. And so many of you may be experiencing that. Now, I have Neptune at 15 degrees, and that is technically conjunct my midheaven, which is at 11 degrees and 50 minutes. Like, truly, this was on my midheaven, okay? Just so you know, right inside of it. It's amazing. But the Neptune has, wow. The Neptune is really a factor in my life anyway, as you can tell with the podcast and the YouTube, and put my little face all over, and, you know, all that stuff I do. But I really felt it. And in fact, if you go to Gregarious, I'm always pitching Gregarious, there should be a link, but gregarious.flixters with a Z on the end.com. You'll see that if you go under the film and animation area, there's lots and lots of movies there. I put lots of movies there. So it's a little different than what people, what I started out with, because I think when I started Gregarious, it was pretty much just spiritual and my own videos. But I feel like if you like Gregarious and you sign up to Gregarious, well, you're going to want to, you know, be entertained when you're there and find multiple things to do and look at. And so there's so much more variety there. So I want to invite, of course, everyone to come and check out all the movies under film and animation at gregarious.flixters.com. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is that I'm going to be putting a lot of more effort into getting me a real job and getting me a real career because of the great resignation, which means there's so many people who are actually looking for exactly what my format provides, which is online careers. For years I've been spouting and pushing the concept of online careers. And I don't know if anyone ever took me seriously. I mean, I just sounded like John the Baptist out in the wilderness. But now we see that online careers is really the primary focus for what a career really is now. Not too many people wish to work outside of their home with the pandemic. So it's an amazing time. And, you know, like they always say, go where the interest is, go where the money is. So if you guys want me to just be your astrologer, then y'all going to have to keep me busy. Otherwise, my focus will definitely start to drift toward get me a real job, okay, or get me a real career. And you'll start hearing me do more professional type messages instead of astrology messages. But I'm not saying I'm not going to do the astrology, just saying it's going to become more of my side hustle, if you will. It currently, I've been trying to make it like my main primary focus, but I'm not sure if it, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. I think astrology is just a valid of a business as, you know, careers, but it just seems to be quite a bit of interest in careers. Because I'm getting about 1,400 leads a month now. That's a lot. That's, you know, I'm getting a lot of leads every day. So I think there are people who are actually looking for exactly what I provide. So I'm going to have to spend time getting these ways to help others out there. So I'll be working on that during the month of November. Okay. So I'm going to pull a couple of angel answer cards, just something simple, nothing fancy, just to ask some questions for the month of November, or let's say for the new moon. And we're going to start with the sign of Scorpio. Let me see if I have enough time. Give me a second. And I'm going to go get back to you. Give me a second. I told you guys I'm sick. Well, I take that back. I was sick. I'm in recovery. I'm in recovery. That's the best way to put it. I'm in recovery. But as you can tell by that cough, I was or have been dealing with some kind of serious crud-like illness. Now, luckily for me, if this is COVID, I am double vaccinated. So I think that the way this is coming out is like a really horrific flu. And maybe that's, you know, that's probably what, you know, that's probably what this is, a really horrific flu. But I don't even know how I got it or why it's so bad or any of the things. There was something that happened, and I still remember it. It was one of those days, maybe around the 1st or something. And it was a day that I had saw from a post, I think from Astrology Answers. And it said, don't work too hard today. And I'm like, you're too late. I did the laundry. I went up and down the stairs. I got the mail. I voted. I did all these things. And I cleaned up the house. I mean, it was just crazy. And I didn't sleep. I just had so much energy. And sure enough, I was sick right after. So, you know, that happened. So I pulled out a few cards for Scorpio just because it's, you know, it's Scorpio time. So I want to tell this message to Scorpio. And this is a very private message for Scorpio. Okay. And by the way, happy birthday, Scorpios. So here is your message. It really wants to tell me more, but I'm only pulling 10. Okay. So it says, just going to read it to you because it comes out as a message. So Scorpio, I forgot to turn the music down. So sorry, you guys. So Scorpio, be assertive. Be assertive a year from now. Success. So I feel like if you're assertive now, like be assertive. If you just take on that role of being assertive, a year from now, you'll have success. Yes. Yes. Romance. So take action. Listen to your intuition. The situation will improve, Scorpio. So don't stop. Trust. Okay. That was your message. I'll read it back. Be assertive. A year from now, success. Yes. romance, take action, listen to your intuition. The situation will improve. Don't stop. Trust. All right, Scorpio, happy new moon to you. And I hope that this next couple of weeks is a beautiful couple of weeks for Scorpio. I love that it ended on trust. I love that. So let's move on to Sagittarius. Let's see what the cards want to tell Sagittarius. Just going to pull out a few cards here because, you know, they're not my main. It's not Saggy season yet. It's still Scorpio season. But I'll pull out a couple of cards. See what the message is for the Saggies. Here is something else. So I think this is your message here. So we're going to just go ahead and do this. It says, if you believe, Sagittarius, perfect timing, recovery. No need to worry. So trust. Yes. Peaceful resolution. So take action and ask for help from others. So I'm going to read it again. Sagittarius, if you believe, it's perfect timing for recovery. So no need to worry. Trust. Yes. It's a peaceful resolution. So take action and ask for help from others. The bottom of the deck, it said it's up to you. So I think that really was a special message for Sagittarius. So next I'm going to move on to Capricorn. Let's see what the special message is for Capricorn for this new moon. So Cappy, the first, let's see what we got. Let me pull them here. They're still popping out of my hand as I'm talking. Let's see. Got a couple things here. Yeah, let's see. I shuffled it and that still came out. Look at that. In the near future. Okay. Oh, you also got that. Let's see what else is here. Oh, wow. Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to end this here with you, Cappy. It says opportunity. Get more information. Ask for help from others and take action. A year from now, in the near future, yes, trust, you're ready. You're ready, Capricorn. So I'm going to say it again. I think you're ready for an opportunity. I think that's what it's saying. Like, because it starts with opportunity and it ends with you're ready. You're ready for this opportunity. I feel that instinctively. Like I digress, and I'll make another video if I go close to 30 minutes, but I've been at this for a hot minute, and I deal with a lot of people online who are well known and actually making a lot of money. Some of them I started out with, started at the same gate, and I feel like I almost have a responsibility to myself to pick up my pace and at least get out of the, you know, my situation, because all my friends are making it. I mean, one of my girlfriends did a TED Talks, was in the Wall Street Journal. Another one of my friends or associates is making like $30,000 a month. I ain't doing none of that. None. And I'm thinking, what happened to me? Now, I do have Saturn in the first house, and my progressed sun and my natal sun are in my 12th house. So maybe it's not meant for me to be out there like that, but I still would like to make the money. Anyway, I'm going to read this back again, Capricorn. Opportunity. Get more information about it, though, and ask for help from others. Take action a year from now, in the near future. Yes. Trust, you're ready. All right. Wow, on the bottom of the deck, it said within the next few months, so who knows? So I'm going to shuffle here, and then we're going to tell Sagittarius something. Excuse me. Aquarius. We're going to tell Aquarius something. See what the cards want to share with Aquarius. The wonderful Aquarius. Give me a second here. The cards did not want to shuffle right. Okay, let's see what we're telling Sag. Going back to Sag. I wonder if some Saggies are got Aquarius rising, or there's an Aquarius with Sag rising, or a Sag moon, or something like that, because that keeps coming up. So let me pull these cards for Aquarius, and we'll see exactly what this is about. Let's see here. Aquarius. These are my quick new moon readings. I'm just pulling stuff out here and just getting a general vibe for each of the signs. Just a nice little angels answers. Quick read for everybody. Yeah. Oh, there we go. So you got a very special message here. I will tell you what that is. Let me see how much time I got, because I just been running my mouth. And oh yeah, I'm gonna do Aquarius, and then I might do Pisces, I'm not sure, and then I'll start over. So look, this is what you got, Aquarius. Hold on here. I'm so glad I made hot tea. Opportunity. You're another one with opportunity and improving health, Aquarius. Perfect timing to let go. Listen to your intuition. Within the next few weeks, forgiveness. Ask your angels, look for a sign, and wait. So I'm going to tell you these again, and I hope it resonates with some Aquariuses. So Aquarius, there's an opportunity. And here's the thing. When I look at the first card and last card, it says opportunity, wait. It actually says look for a sign and wait, right? There's look for a sign, and then the last card was wait. So I think some Aquariuses may even have an opportunity, or may be waiting for an opportunity, but they're saying to wait. So it says opportunity, wait, improving health, perfect timing to let go. And listen to your intuition within the next few weeks. Forgiveness, ask your angels, look for a sign, and wait, Aquarius. Okay? On the bottom of the deck was remain positive. So I guess if you really want an opportunity and you have to wait, it is important to remain positive, because you don't want to get negative during that period, right? So that's probably good for you. Let me see if I can squeeze Pisces in here before we get to 30 minutes. And then I'm going to go ahead and we'll come back and start with like Aries, I guess. So let's see what we're going to tell Pisces. Let's see. I think I've got enough time to get this in for Pisces. Let's see, Pisces. What is the special message? Show me divine spirit. Show me those cards quickly so I don't run out of time. Share that message that I need to share with Pisces. Show me clearly. Okay, so I'm going to stop with this, I think. So here's what I got. Here's what I got for Pisces. Pisces, it says, within the next few months, compromise. It's not the right time now, but there's recovery. Yes. Peaceful resolution. Get more information and communicate clearly. And the last card was trust. So I'll say it really quick and then I'll come back with my next one. I might even be able to do Aries. We'll see. Within the next few months, Pisces, compromise. And it's not the right time for recovery, but it just says recovery and then yes. So it might be the right time for recovery. Peaceful resolution. Get more information, communicate clearly, and trust, Pisces, trust. On the bottom of the deck, it said the next few weeks, so I don't know what that is. Maybe that is about, it said within the next few weeks. It said within the next few months, the first card. So I guess whatever is happening is coming up for you soon. I'm going to put in Aries. I think I can get in Aries before 30 minutes. So we're going to do Aries next. And then I will feel good if we've got Aries in there. So let's see what the cards... Wow, they want to pop out. Okay, Aries. Let's see what this message is. Because these cards are popping. Oh, it fell on the floor. When I have like 4 minutes, it's going to fall and I got to... Isn't that funny? Okay, let's see. What are these here? Okay, let's see what we've got. Okay. A message for Aries, Divine Spirit. Show me clearly what to share with Aries. Show me quickly, though. Yeah, there we go. Anything else for Aries? That's it. I think that was... Oh, there we go. Okay, so Aries. Oh, there's one more poking out. Okay, Aries, here you go. Oh, it was a... Just to confirm everything. So it says success. I just want to say this. This starts with success and ends with yes. Okay, Aries? It starts with success and ends with yes. And we're about to go into a Sagittarius season in a few weeks. So get ready for this. It says success. Get more information. Peaceful resolution. Wait. Recovery. Yes. Forgiveness. Trust, opportunity, yes again. It's a two or three yeses in that, right? So I'm going to read it back to you. Success. But get more information for peaceful resolution. Wait for recovery. Yes. Forgiveness. Trust, opportunity. Yes. I love that. I love that. That was amazing. You know what? I might be pushing it, but it would be perfect if I actually could do Taurus on this before 30 minutes. I wonder if I can pull it off, because then I can start with... start with Taurus, which is the opposite of Scorpio, right? So let's see if we can do that. All right, let's see this. This is for Taurus. The cards are kind of popping out all over the place. But we're going to do this, okay? All right. Come on now. Let's see. For Taurus, oh, too many. And I can't take them all. Slow down, because, you know, I don't want to waste of time here, because I don't got much time. I got less than 2 minutes. Let's do this. Uh-oh. Let's go. Okay. Let's go here. Is that it? Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I think I've got your message, and we're going to go here. Meditation brings answers, Taurus. At the first card was meditation brings answers. The last card was reconsider. And this is the full message. Meditation brings answers within the next few months. Yes. Opportunity. There's something better a year from now. Okay. Peaceful resolution. Wait. Improving health. No. Reconsider. I'm going to say it again really quickly. Here we go. Meditation brings answers within the next few months. Yes. Opportunity, there's something better a year from now. Peaceful resolution, wait. Improving health, no. Reconsider. That's your message. I don't know if it resonates with Tauruses out there. Only you guys know what that message means. On the bottom of the deck was ask for help from others. So we have gotten in the first six of the angel answers reading, and I am going to come back in just a second with the signs Taurus through Libra. Okay, much love, much light. It's Capricorn Tigers of astrologyalookinside.com. Many blessings.